Solving the Procrastination Puzzle, A Concise Guide to Strategies for Change. Author, Timothy A. Feichel. What's procrastination? Procrastination is the voluntary delay of an intended action despite the knowledge that this delay may harm the individual in terms of the task performance or even just how the individual feels about the task or him or herself. Procrastination is a needless voluntary delay. Procrastination and delay. Delay is a necessary part of our lives. At any given moment, there are a number of things we could do. This choice is based partly on our earlier intentions, our plans for the day, but of course, our choice will also depend on the context of the moment. Procrastination, in contrast to other forms of delay, is that voluntary and quite deliberate turning away from an intended action, even when we know we can act on our intention right now. There's nothing preventing us from acting in a timely manner, except our own reluctance to act. This is the puzzling aspect of procrastination. Procrastination as a habit. To understand the procrastination puzzle, we need to understand the reluctance to act when it is in our best interest to act. We also need to have strategies to overcome this reluctance. The conscious use of strategies to overcome our reluctance to act is essential, because procrastination for many people is a habit. Procrastination is a habitual response to tasks or situations, and like all habits, it's an internalized, non-conscious process. It is what we do without really thinking about it. In fact, cross-cultural research has demonstrated that for as much as 20% of the population, this procrastination habit is quite chronic and affects many parts of our lives. Habits are not easy to change. We need to make conscious effort, with specific strategies, for change to be successful. Why we won't feel like it tomorrow? Emotionally, we are giving into the feeling good while justifying the choice by thinking, "I'll feel more like doing this tomorrow." No, we won't. Researchers indicate that we are not very good at forecasting our own mood in the future. Forecasting our future mood is known as effective forecasting. The main idea behind effective forecasting is that we have a bias when we predict future mood states in relation to positive or negative events. For example, a couple of years after winning a lottery, the winners were about as happy as they were before their win, despite the general effective forecast that they would be much happier if only they could win the lottery. This is also true of people who have suffered debilitating accidents. A few years after the accident, despite long-term effects such as paralysis, accident victims were about as happy as they were before the life-changing event. Again, despite the general effective forecast that they would be much unhappier. We need to consider what this human bias in effective forecasting means to our understanding of procrastination. In making an intention for future action, we focus on our current effective state, with the mistaken assumption that our effective state at that point we expect to act on our intention will be the same as it is now. Strategies for change. We need a two-pronged approach to increase the likelihood that we will act on our intentions. One strategy is time travel. The other is to expect to be wrong and deal with it. Strategy number one, time travel. As numerous psychologists who study effective forecasting have advocated, we need to use mental images of the future more often and more accurately. We need to represent the future as though it were happening in the present. For example, a person who is procrastinating on saving for retirement might imagine as vividly as possible living in his or her potential retirement savings. To make a future image like this more concrete and accurate, it may be important to set out some numbers for a budget and take into account the reality for the need for, and increasing expense of, healthcare in old age. This time travel can help make our predictions of the future more accurate and motivate us to make more appropriate action now. Strategy number two, expect to be wrong and deal with it. This second strategy is more effective, but you may think that it is a hard-nosed approach. In this case, rather than trying to change what seems to be a deeply ingrained bias in human thinking by improving our effective forecasts, we simply learn to expect to be wrong and go from there. We do this every day with respect to weather forecasts. And most recently, we have been learning to do this with ridiculously inaccurate economic forecasts. Given our ability to cope with our inaccurate meteorological and economic forecasts, we can cope effectively with our poor effective forecasting. The power of getting started. A job begun is a job half done. Pick a task or a goal that you are procrastinating on and that is really bothering you. Write down as many of the subtasks that you can think of that are required to get this task done. Now, you might use a column on a table to indicate which subtask is a priority, or which subtask makes the most sense for you to complete first. This is the place to just get started. However, even with this list of tasks, you may not know how to proceed. This is simply a reality, and it may not be possible to be completely rational in your approach, but you can still get started. Pick a task, any task, and let that suffice. You may even have to flail around a bit, but if you get started, at least you'll find your way. Not starting will guarantee that you will remain stuck. You can take this approach for just about any goal or task that you have. In fact, when you just cannot seem to get started on a task, get started by breaking down the tasks into subtasks. But don't stop there, as tempting as it may be some days. It is true for many of us that after we make a list like this, we feel better and we think that we have accomplished something, so we actually stop. Another excuse for procrastination. Don't forget, the purpose of that list is to get you started. Just get started. The willpower. It is exactly when we say to ourselves, "I'll feel more like it tomorrow," that we have to stop, take a breath, and think about why we intended to do that task today. Why is it important to us? What benefit is there in making that effort now? How will this help us achieve our goal? From there, if we can muster the volitional strength for one more step, that is to just get started, we will find that we have had more self-regulatory strength in reserve than we realized. Our perception can fool us at times, and this self-deception can really be our own worst enemy. Now you are prepared to bolster what feels like a depleted willpower. You are aware that it is tempting to give in to the feeling good, so you won't right now. And you know that every journey begins with that important first step. It is time to just get started. This will make a difference in your life.